Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Almost belched all over the microphone. Actually, I kind of did. But something came up.
This is
my microphone now.
Why is that taboo and farting is fine? Why can't we burp on the microphone? Because
it's too close.
It's too loud.
Yeah, it's too close. Well, by the way, most radio shows, farting isn't cool either. it's just what we do, you know. All right.
Yeah, but I think we should let all bodily functions loose.
It'd just be too loud in the microphone.
I don't know.
Talk down.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but it's way low.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah?
I can hear you, but it's like you're...
Really?
Yeah, but just way, you're not even...
Yeah, I don't think
barely,
the audience...
Barely audible.
Can actually hear you.
Right, yeah. I listen to Lebatar when I leave here sometimes, and they're still in like five different houses. He's one of those kind of shows, for some reason, have eight producers. I don't think you need that, but whatever. And one of the producers, two or three of the producers, are like in a tin can somewhere. Like, he lets them talk for like a minute or so. You hear this like, I'm thinking, what? That, the audience can't hear you. That's a big deal.
What are sports radio shows talking about?
Well, you know, what's funny, because... They've been known to be able to pull off a show by not doing a lot of sports, even though they do base it around sports, and they got nothing now because they're trying to venture into territory where shows like ours, and they got nothing. They got nothing, man. Sports radio. I can't imagine what a local sports radio show in any city is doing. You know, maybe breaking down, if you live in a big city, maybe breaking down your team's draft from last night. No, it's not in draft, excuse me.
The schedule.
Schedule, but even then.
Right, the schedule came
Although
out.
I had it on a little bit, I tried to turn my brain off about the pandemic and watch a little draft. No, excuse me, schedule, and I did for a little bit. Except the fact was that I realized real quickly why I don't watch the draft. I'm flipping around the TV. Excuse me.
Schedule.
I'm flipping around the TV, and it's like 3 minutes of 7 Central, which is 8 o'clock Eastern, and it was about to be the draft. I'm thinking, oh, excuse me, it was about to be the schedule.
Really. Schedule.
Schedule. Punch me.
Whatever.
All right, so... I don't want to confuse people. This isn't a repeat. And if it is, we'd be very pissed.
I'm already confused.
All right. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll leave this on. And because just to wash my brain of some other crap, you know. So I left it on for like 5 minutes. And I realized this is the reason I don't watch this. They pick a team and concentrate on them, and I didn't care. So basically, right away, they laid out the whole Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're the sexy team. And they broke down every schedule with Ryan Clark. And he picked who was going to win each game. I said, oh, this is why I don't watch this. And I turned it off, and I Googled Steelers schedule.
And you got it.
And then I watched something else. Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah, I know. But once again, I wanted to leave it on because they were talking schedule. And
But I looked at it, and I said, yeah, this probably isn't going to happen.
Well, they didn't do that. they didn't take the negative approach because why do the show?
They should
Why
have.
Do the show? Yeah, it's in the back of your mind when you're watching it.
Because the Vikings and the Packers
I disagree. I think they are going to play.
The regular season.
I think they're going to play. I think they're going to play with fans.
In Minnesota.
Yeah. I disagree. I think they are determined to try to play without fans.
I watched a little Korean baseball yesterday.
All right.
And I thought I heard Young Dong Kim. But apparently it's Young Gong Kim.
Ah, damn. Young Dong would be great.
And they play music throughout Even when the guys are playing? Guys are playing.
Is it really loud or just in the background?
Music is going on while they're in play. I don't know if that normally happens.
Oh, because there's no crowd noise.
Right.
Probably doesn't happen in normally.
If there's a crowd there.
Yeah.
But I saw.
Wouldn't you rather just hear slow murmur of fans in a baseball game?
I think they pipe that in, too.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know if it goes out to
I thought I heard that the other day. They were piping in some crowd noise.
And I think the players hear that, too. Because they ran a report from, is it Sarah Kimes? She's from...
Mina Kimes.
Mina Kimes.
Yeah,
from Around the Horn.
Yeah.
And she had done a report on Korean baseball several years ago. And it attracts a young crowd. It's a raucous crowd. They have the cheerleaders on the dugout.
Yeah.
And, you know, apparently they're doing something right, or baseball is a little newer to South Korea than it is here. You know, obviously, baseball's been around for a long time.
They got it from America.
Yeah, baseball is losing popularity here, but that's not the case in South Korea.
Well, maybe there's less options, too, stuff to do.
Well, yeah, and less population. I'm sure there's a
and
lot.
They don't have Major League Football.
Right.
NFL football.
There's a lot of other factors.
Not college football over
You're struggling today, aren't you, Tyler?
Yeah, I am. we talked about this yesterday.
We did? I'm struggling.
This job is tougher now.
It is.
So, it's a lot tougher now.
Yeah, I don't want anybody.
Because there's no breaking the violins for us, but waking up every morning and trying to be funny and having a good time sounds easy.
When the draft was last night.
Yeah. Shut up. Stop that. Stop that.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, but you're way
low. Yeah, you're way low again.
Yeah, yeah. They messed something up bad out
No, there. The thing that pissed me off yesterday was everybody sharing the plandemic video.
Oh, the idiots. Oh! Yeah, the idiots.
That woman is a hideous liar.
Yeah. Really, Craig? No way. That's what they want you to think. That's what you guys...
No. That's the truth.
I know.
Good. Look into that woman.
Okay, Craig. People need to hear that from you.
Because
when it comes out of us, it just, it turns out to be hateful. Because there's one guy out there that we really hate, and it's really difficult to hide that. And people really don't want to hear that anymore.
Oh,
I think they pretty much know where we stand, so we really don't need to opine about that anymore.
We have an article that we can put up that I forget if I sent it to Puss yesterday or not, but I mean, pretty much line by line goes through and tells you where that woman is full of crap.
All right, here's what they think. All I needed to know about that woman. First of all, she's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah,
right there, done.
Right there,
end of story.
End of story.
And apparently, at some point during her, was it chronic fatigue syndrome?
Yeah.
She had that.
She was apparently a specialist in that and introduced a bunch of quote-unquote research. And Anthony Fauci debunked a lot of that research, so she's got a big hard-on against Anthony Fauci.
Stop reading into things, guys.
So, yeah, she did.
There you go. That's all I need to know. All right, she hates Fauci. She's an anti-vaxxer. She has no credibility with me.
Fauci had money in Wu-Tang.
She is telling a lot of people the answers that
Fauci
they
was in the Wu-Tang
want
club.
To hear.
Yeah, years ago.
And some of my faith in humanity was restored by
really where
a lot of people on the social media saying, I can't believe perfectly intelligent people are sharing this video.
Yeah, I do see that. I see that a lot. Yeah,
I see a lot. I saw a lot of admonishment yesterday on the social media, so it restored a little bit of my faith in humanity.
Except for something Todd chimed in on, because he saw, apparently must have saw I chimed in on this. Listen to this, Craig. You'll love this. Craig's not on the social media, so he thinks people are all cool.
I do. I think everyone's wonderful.
You do, for some reason. And although you've known in your real life that that's not true.
So what? I'm sure everyone on social media is fine.
Okay, so some woman was sharing the sharing of the slow motion video of Biden feeling up little girls. He's not feeling up anybody, but whatever. So it was a woman doing that. So I just shared the actual quote of the boss where Billy Bush gets fired. We all know. Everybody knows it.
I moved on her like a bitch.
She was married. I moved on her like a bitch, and it gets worse from there. I shared the quote, and this woman gets back and goes, Tyler, since you're in radio, I want to hear some audio. I don't believe it. And I go, what the F? That was the biggest story a month before the election.
Right. About the fall of 2016.
So I unfriended her, and then I saw Todd apparently checked in on it, and I'm thinking, I already unfriended her. I couldn't go back and I didn't want to re-friend her or whatever.
I provided the audio.
Todd gave her the audio.
I found the audio.
So that's where we're at now. She didn't. That was a big story.
It was huge.
And she wasn't. She's not like eight, and she was five then. Or she didn't remember it. She's a grown woman, and wow. She didn't believe.
By the way, it took me.
Did she listen to the audio? Did she
get about back to, 4 minutes.
Did she get the audio?
Oh, I'm sure she didn't believe that either.
Yeah, okay.
It took me about 4 minutes to find the audio. That's what I love about people. Yeah. Oh, I did my research. No, you did a Google search and you found what you wanted. It took you 5 minutes. Nobody does any what they call research today.
But you're right, Todd. Most people on social media are saying, hey, you idiots, they're sharing this crap.
Speaking of idiots, the plandemic idiot. She claims that masks can make wearers sick.
Is that what she's saying?
She says that sand from the beach can build up coronavirus immunity and that as an anti-vaxxer, the as-yet-uninvented vaccines for the virus are dangerous.
And here's another red flag to me. If somebody posts something and says, look at this before they take it down.
Yes.
YouTube.
Well, that's the thing.
YouTube doesn't have any standards. They'll put anything up.
They all took it down.
I know. You know why they do that? Because it's freaking dangerous.
Right.
Now, here's the trouble. Now, it needs to be taken down.
Absolutely.
But here's the trouble with taking it down.
That makes it a truth to them.
That makes it a truth to them.
Because conspiracy nut job.
See, this is what they don't want you to see.
Right.
Oh, they don't want me to see that?
Who is they?
Yeah.
Nobody's ever able to define
the media conglomerate.
No, Todd. It's
the Jews.
It is the Jews, for sure.
That run the media.
It's the coup that wants to take down the president. That's a lot of it. It's a lot of it. The coup, the worldwide coup.
And here's what happened. On Monday, Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo all said they were removing the video from their platforms. It could still be found in other places. And in the same places that they took it down, other people just put it back up.
Yeah. Same with these quacks from Stanford. I mean, they finally went away after a while.
All those two dudes.
After
their numbers were all wrong.
They were thoroughly debunked.
Yeah.
And maybe this will go away after this woman is thoroughly debunked. But, it really doesn't take a lot of thought.
That doesn't matter that she's thoroughly debunked.
No, it doesn't, Todd. You know that.
It helps.
You're right.
It helps with that crowd.
The fact that it got taken down just tells them something.
It does tell them something. It tells us something. And it tells them quite the opposite. It
tells us they're dumb.
They got millions of shares and views.
Of course it did.
Oh, yeah, there was a friend of my wife's whose daughter is a doctor that shared it with some other friend of hers. And, her one friend is pretty smart. So we got on the phone with her one friend, and I explained. We had pretty much the same conversation we just had here. I told her, here's this woman's credentials. And she said, I don't know why this woman sent this to me.
Well, there you go. At least she got the answer.
Yeah, she was actually looking for all sides of information, and most people aren't. They're just looking for whatever answer is agreeable with them.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
For the record, this is National Nurses Week.
Yes, it is. That's the thing, by the way. You're thumbing your nose at the frontline people.
And we're going to mention this next week because the first half of next week is National Nurses Week as well.
Nurse porn, check it out, though.
Yeah.
In honor. Or nurses naked. That's actual real nurses.
Or nude.
Right. Yeah, or nude.
If you're one of those nurses and would like to call and tell us what you're putting up with now.
Naked.
We'd love to take that call.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
We'd love to pat you on the back.
Yep.
I can't imagine what you're going through.
Yep. And doctors, for that matter.
877-931-4TNT is the telephone number. Pass that along to your nurse friends.
How about grocery store workers? You know how much time to call. I get it. You're probably working. But how many a-holes you run into working at a grocery store?
Oh, jeez.
Or a big box store.
Yeah. And
God forbid you tell somebody they got to put on a mask now.
Oh, I know. I know.
That could be a shooting.
That's a shooting.
They're allowing Vegas phase one. Vegas phase one, you have to wear a mask. I don't get why we didn't do phase one, have to wear a mask. I don't get that.
Well, I think most places of business are asking that of you, that you wear a mask.
Yeah, but they're not doing it.
And a shirt. And shoes.
But they're not doing it.
Nobody complains about that.
You can ask if you want,
why
Todd,
can't I go into a grocery store shirtless? Look at me.
Yeah. I know, Todd, you're not out. I'm not in places, but they're not. People are not wearing masks in that.
No, they're not.
The reports I get from Christy are
they're 50-50.
About 50-50.
Yeah. So you ask somebody, it doesn't mean they're going to do it. So you have to, they have to, you know.
Yeah. And if you try to enforce it, if you're adamant about it, if you're a good employee, then somebody decides they're going to shoot you.
Yeah. And what do you do? Someone says, hey, please wear a mask. We're not letting people in without a mask.
No. Screw you.
Well, they can.
No.
Well,
no. And then you walk in. What are they supposed to do to you?
With the exception of Costco in this city, who's making you wear a mask?
Well, that's not the point. What are they supposed to do?
No, make them wear a mask. They can't get in the door.
How do they make you?
Who's going to stop you?
Once again, how can they make you?
That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say if they won't be allowed in the store. They'll physically restrain somebody.
That's a shooting.
That's a shooting.
Well, I know it's a shooting. I know it's a shooting.
And you can't, and if you are going to escalate a situation where you're laying hands on people for this, that's bad PR too.
Once again, though, it's still better to say you have to wear a mask than to say we'd like you to wear one, because like you means less than half are wearing them.
But it's proved unenforceable. You can't get the cops involved in every
about little restaurants and bars. They're going to do what they want. I'm talking about the big box stores. Costco's enforcing it. Apparently, we got a guy calling, told us about that last week. They're enforcing it.
Yeah.
And they're taking crap.
Somebody at a Costco is going to end up getting shot. Was it?
It's America.
McDonald's employees yesterday, somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Got shot?
I forget where it was.
Yep. That's America, man. That's America we live in now. Because we're allowed to.
So this weekend, we get apparently some UFC.
Yeah, it's live.
UFC 249 coverage begins at 5:30 Central Time at ESPN.
Yeah, in Jacksonville. They're doing it in Jacksonville.
NASCAR taking off on the 17th.
Oh, that golf thing's going to happen May 24th, too. Here's what sucks about that. I root for Phil.
There's another one before that.
I root for Phil over Tiger, but I also would rather root for Manning over Brady, and they're not on the same teams.
Is it?
It's Brady and Phil.
All right.
And Tiger and Manning.
Tiger Payton.
Right.
And I kind of like what they're doing.
No crowd, May 24th. What channel is that on? ESPN? They were pimping it, so I'm guessing ESPN might have the rights. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where I see it touted most often is ESPN.
I'm not sure. Oh, TNT.
Oh, they're running it? Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And when is that?
May 24th.
There's going to be golf before that, May 17th.
Who's that?
That's going to be Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson.
I won't watch that one.
Yeah. You don't want to watch the two of the best.
No, I don't.
Yeah, will compete against.
I like the other guys.
Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf.
I don't know who the third guy.
I'm going to watch that
in a charity match.
I'm watching golf reruns at this point.
Yeah, of course we're going to watch this.
Yeah, of course I am.
What day is that?
The 17th.
I'm busy
next weekend.
That's on NBC.
That's the race day.
It is. Hopefully you can.
The race with no crowd will be interesting. Although you don't really see the crowd. No, but you'll be watching it like it's just a race then, right?
No,
from the crowd. Yeah.
I don't care whether the crowd is there or not. Not interesting.
Yeah.
That's in Charlotte?
That is in Darlington. Oh, Darlington right. Raceway in South Carolina.
Oh, I've been to Darlington. I saw a race here back when you could hang with people.
Churchill Downs opening horse racing on the 16th. This weekend, there's going to be a little mini tournament of tennis. Soccer back at practice. NBA players returning to practice. Blah, blah, blah.
Until somebody gets sick, then they're shutting it all down again. It's crazy.
And then they're shutting it all
down. Yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen. None of us do.
Laid off Americans. Optimistic they're going to be getting the old jobs back. New Washington Post Ipsos poll finds that more than three-fourths of laid off or furloughed workers expect to be rehired by their companies once the lockdown ends. About 60% think it's very likely they'll be back in their old jobs.
My wife was talking to a friend of hers who has a job where she's at home now. I don't know what she does. I guess I didn't hear the whole conversation. I must have been looking at the TV. But I think this is going to happen. She said that the company realized that, hey, they don't really need you there, so it's you can stay home for another year. I mean, there's going to be – I think that might be the future of a lot of gigs. Not ours mainly, but, you know, a lot of gigs. I mean, you're working in a factory or a store or stuff or a service industry, obviously not. But, yeah, you can. You pretty much did the whole job at your house, right? Got all your work done? Yeah, stay there. I got to ask her today what that job was. But, yeah, they said, we're going to let you just stay home now since you're doing a good job at home.
Researchers from Queensland University of Technology looked into the best way to ease lockdown and social distancing restrictions while still ensuring everyone's safety.
They shut down what they shut off the CDC, right? We're not allowed to hear what they're saying anymore.
That's correct.
Yep. Our president shut down the CDC and said, but they can't tell us what to do.
So in Queensland, in Australia, they looked at the best way to ease the lockdown. Slowly ease the lockdown.
Maybe.
Yeah. How are they doing there?
I don't know.
Like, I heard New Zealand doesn't have many
none.
New cases.
None.
They said they had I don't know no what the case cases. Is in Australia. Yeah. But those are the countries we should kind of be looking at as a model and conduct our business.
You're funny, Todd.
As they did.
You're funny.
I'm just, you know.
I'm with you on that.
I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
I'm just tossing it out there.
The leader will not do that.
So at the University of Technology, they look to figure out the best way to, as Cuomo says, turn the knobs.
Yes.
And start to reopen.
Yeah, and then slowly
recommend is pretty much odds and evens. Is if your address is an odd number, you get to go out one day, and the even numbers get to go out the next day.
I told the story, and Todd didn't remember it that much because he grew up in a much smaller area than I did.
Yeah, we weren't rationing.
During the gas crisis in Pennsylvania, you could get gas if your license plate had an even or if it ended in an even or an odd number, you only got gas on those days.
Yeah.
And
did that
now? By the
lead?
Way, how are they going to do that?
That led to
a lot
of people.
Well, this is just their recommendation. Yeah, right, they're saying that in order to turn the knobs in the most effective way,
right? Let people out at certain times.
Yeah, let certain people out at certain times. Half of you go these days. Half of you go the other days.
Right.
And there's any number of things that they look at within that to help them look at other numbers. You know, to help them figure it out. But they say that is the best way.
Look, the neighbors
to go about turning the knobs, but we're not going to do that.
No, not here.
We're not going to do that. Just throwing it out there.
I saw a story. Oh, I don't want our mayor. And I've never even met our mayor, actually, because we don't do a local show anymore. And this poor lady went to a restaurant, and some dude went up to her and started screaming at her. Said you are violating my constitutional rights by making me, you know.
Which is not true.
Right.
Not true.
And so I feel sorry for you, Mayor, if you're listening.
In that sense.
In that sense, yeah, because you don't need that. Constitutional rights, are you kidding me?
No.
Glad we sound happier than yesterday, though.
We do?
Yeah.
It's early.
I seem a little more upbeat.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.